Liquor. Oh, Closing out that set from her 1966 debut in Europe, featuring Buddy Guy and Big Walter Horton, we had the legendary Big Mama Thornton with Unlucky Girl. It was 39 years ago, Tuesday, July 25th, 1984, that Big Mama Thornton passed away at just 57. One of the most iconic voices in blues history, William H. Thornton also played drums and harmonica and was born and raised in Alabama. She began singing in church and started touring in the 1940s with Sammy Green's Hot Harlem Review. She made her first recording in 1951 and had her only number one hit in 1953 with the Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller written Hound Dog. 3 years before Elvis recorded it, it stayed at the top of the Billboard R&B charts for 7 weeks and sold over 2 million copies. Her 1968 hit Ball and Chain also became a monster hit when Janis Joplin covered it on Cheap Thrills. Big Mama Thornton was nominated for 6 Blues Music Awards and was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1984. In 2006, her version of Hound Dog was also inducted in the Classics of Blues Recordings Singles or Album Tracks category. Before that, from her 2022 Juno-winning sophomore release Long River, we had Ottawa's Angelique Francis with Snow Rage. And I got that set started off with Texas's Ali Venable and the title track from her new release, Real Gone. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his new release, Gettin' Together, this is Montreal's Michael Jerome Brown with Please Help.
I need help, Steve. Help me, John. I can't deny. You're my baby. One thing I can't deny. I need help, little girl. I need you by my side. I need help. I need help. I need help. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody tell her I'm lonesome as a man could be. Won't somebody tell her, woman, I'm lonesome as a man could be. I need a love, I need a love to set me free. I need help, I need help, I need help. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
boys.
Generic Alternative presents its super cool and sophisticated listeners an indie-packed alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out that set from their new debut release, Dancing with the Devil, we had Montreal's Father and Son with Miss That Train. And I got that set started off with Montreal's Michael Jerome Brown, featuring Stephen Barry and John McColgan, and Please Help from his new release, Getting Together. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, rising blues star Michael Burks would have turned 66 on Sunday. He was born July 30th, 1957 in Milwaukee. His father, Frederick, played bass in a blues band, backing musicians playing the local clubs, including Sonny Boy Williamson II, and gave his son a guitar at age 2. By 5, Michael was learning songs from the records in the house. At 14, he joined Michael Clay and the Fabulous Souls as their guitarist and toured California. Shortly after, the family moved to his Delta blues-playing grandfather Joe Burke's hometown of Camden, Arkansas, building the Bradley Ferry Country Club, a 300-seat juke joint that hosted blues and R&B performers and featured Michael and his band 3 nights a week. He released his debut album From the Inside Out in 1999 and was soon signed by Alligator Records, releasing Make It Rain in 2001. Michael Burks was nominated for 13 Blues Music Awards, winning twice, and was nominated for the B.B. King International Artist of the Year Award at the 2012 Maple Blues Awards. From his second release with Alligator, 2003's I Smell Smoke, this is the late, great Michael Burks with I Hope He Was Worth My Pain.
I never saw it coming.
It took me by surprise. I thought we were so happy. Lying myself, you are always dreaming of someone else. I hope he was my man. I hope he was my man. Our love went down the drain like vapor in the rain. When you say I was special, you always be my friend. I knew that it was over. I knew it was the end. All the plans I made with a woman I can trust. And turn to dust. I hope he's worth my pain. I hope he's worth my pain. Our love went down the drain like paper in the rain. I hope he's worth my pain. Our love went down the drain like paper in the rain.
I know I'm gonna make it. I feel it in my heart. Mesa, got my navigation on. I'm trying to get to the top. I gotta stay motivated, y'all. I can't stop. I got to get there, y'all. I got to get there fast. All I need is the blues and a little bit more gas. I'm a travel woman.
I'm looking for love that's bona fide. You've got me howling all
Closing out that set from her 2017 Western Canadian Music Award-winning debut release, Everything and Nothing at All, with Edmonton's Kaylee Cardinal with Would You Be My Dog. Before that, from her 2022 EP, Recipe for the Blues, we had Jackson, Mississippi's Lady Adrena with Traveling Woman. And I got that set started off with the late, great Michael Burks, and I Hope He's Worth My Pain, from his 2003 Alligator Records release, I Smell Smoke. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the living legend Mick Jagger turned 80 on Wednesday. He was born July 26, 1943 in Dartford, England. As frontman for the world's most recognizable band for nearly 60 years, Jagger and the Rolling Stones have charted 57 albums and 99 songs on 25 different Billboard charts, won 3 Grammy Awards, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1986, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989, and in 1991 earned a Juno for International Entertainer of the Year. From their Grammy-winning Blue and Lonesome, this is the Rolling Stones, featuring birthday boy Mick Jagger on lead vocals and harmonica, with their cover of the Howlin' Wolf classic, Just Like I Treat You.